Blog Talk Radio.
Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word this morning, Father, we're asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to take this service, to bring to us what you would have us to have this morning and this day. Now, Father, as we open our Bibles this morning to begin our study, be with us so that we can receive knowledge and wisdom. And we ask this in Jesus' name, amen. All right, we're going to be starting here with chapter 5 of Galatians. And you know that there's only 6 chapters. We'll see how far the Lord takes us this morning. All right. Beginning here with verse 1, he says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." Now, he's letting you and I know there, as he is the church here, that Christ has made us free. those that have went to him and been forgiven for their sins and set free. And he's telling them not to be entangled again. In other words, not to go back to mess and play with sin, because that will hold us in bondage. Because that, until we go to Lord Jesus Christ, most all of us are bound by sin. We tell fibs and do a lot of things that we shouldn't be doing, although they're not what you would say major sins. They're still sins that would keep you actually out of heaven. Because no sin is going to go into heaven. Now, here's verse 2. He says, behold, I, Paul, say unto you, pardon me, that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. It don't matter whether you are or you're not circumcised as a Christian. There's no profit either way. Now, in our day and time, most male children are circumcised, but it's done for cleanliness and health. It's not done because of religion. All right, now, 3. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. You see, those that were following him was telling the people that even though they were doing what Paul told them to do, they had to be circumcised. We as Gentiles did not have to be. And the Jews that now that are Christian, they didn't have to be either. And Paul's letting them know here that if they went and were circumcised because of religion, that he is actually to do the whole law. He wasn't doing it. That's why Jesus came to be born and came with us to give us a better way. Now, 4. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. Paul is being very, very, very plain. He's letting them know. If you are doing what these have told you to do, then you are falling from grace. Five. For we, through the Spirit, for the hope of righteousness by faith. He's letting us know that really we have to walk in faith and also in the Spirit. Now, 6. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. You see, that's another thing too. You need the faith, you need faith, you also need the love of Almighty God. Because it takes that love of God, the two of them come together. He shows us there that there in 6. Now, 7. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? He told him, he said, you were running well. You were doing good. Who is it that has hindered you and caused you not to obey the truth? And there's a lot of them out there today that we need to be asking the same thing. Why aren't you obeying the truth of God's word instead of those that are teaching you things that are contrary to his word? And we know who and why. It's Satan and his demonic force that's caused it. Now, 8. This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. Yeah. That word persuasion actually is really referring to pressure tactics that the heretics, those that are following Paul, used to persuade the Galatians to embrace legalism. You see, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, knows what's going on, and he's bringing this all through Paul to the church. And Paul is strong enough in faith to stand boldly and proclaim it. And in his writing, he's given them the truth. And he's not pulling any punches. And neither should we today. Because we've got many, many, many out there that are seeking to do better. But they are being deceived. Satan has got among them and is causing a lot of deception and teaching that is contrary to the word of Almighty God. Now here in 9, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. You see, it don't take much. But when sin comes in, it's like leaven with bread. It brings more and more until the whole thing is actually teaching the wrong thing. There, that has so much of that going on. 10. Paul says, I have confidence in you through the Lord that ye will be none otherwise minded, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. No matter who he is, the one that is causing you to walk contrary to the truth. He's gonna bear his judgment. And that's not going to be very good. Now, 11. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased? That's a question he's asking them. He's letting them know that those that are teaching that they have to be circumcised and all. And Paul says, why do I yet suffer persecution? Is the offense of the cross cease? Because you see, those that are preaching circumcision, they are offended by the cross and the Lord Jesus Christ, and will not accept it, nor accept his death and his resurrection. They may accept his death, but they're not going to accept his resurrection and his ascension into heaven, or nothing else about him. They don't want to hear anything about him. Now, 12. He says, I would they were even cut off, which trouble you. He wants them cut off that is troubling the church and the people. 13. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. To serve one another. And we do that through the church. You see, that's where we come together. That's where we learn about each other. And that's where we learn and know about others that are in need of help, whatever that help may be, whether it be spiritual or whether it be physical help that is needed. But we are, that's why we are told in the Word of God not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. 14. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this. Now shall love thy neighbor as thyself. Your neighbor. Who is your neighbor? That's anyone that you come in contact with. 15. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. You see, when you argue and you don't get along, it can cause both of you or all of you to be lost. He used the word consumed. But that's what he's mean. Consumed. Destroyed. All right. 16. This I say then. Walk in the Spirit. You've heard me, especially over the last few days, speak of that several times. To walk in the Spirit. And you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If you walk in the Spirit, you are not going to fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that you would. You see, the Spirit will not let you do the things that this flesh a lot of times will want you to do and try to lead you to do. 18. But if you be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. See, he's letting you know. When you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law anymore. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. The works of the flesh. Adultery. Too many wives or spouses. Fornication. Sex between the unmarried. Uncleanliness, which actually is a lot of things. That uncleanness also is used as a sexual impurity. Lasciviousness. That is also sexual excess. Look how many times there the sexuality has been involved. Now, 20, adultery, the worship of idols and things that are contrary to God, making other things God instead of our Heavenly Father. Witchcraft. And most of you that know me know I had told you about God putting me in a place that was filled with witchcraft. And I was set right down in the middle of it with a church. I've had to deal with a lot of witchcraft. Hatred. Well, we all will deal with that because when you are a born-again child of God, you're going to be dealing with a lot of hatred. Because those of the world out here are going to hate you. variances. Emulations. That emulations means jealousy. Wrath, anger, strife means actually selfish ambitions, seditions, in other words, are dissensions. And heresies. Heresies are permanent organized divisions of cliques. And we see a lot of that in our churches too, don't we? A lot of churches that you go in, you find these groups that have formed. They usually all sit together in one place, one bunch, and another bunch over in another place, and another bunch in another place. But you've got these cliques throughout the church. That should not never be. We are to love one another. Everyone. And want the best for each and every one. Now, 21. Anything? Murders? Drunkenness? Revelings? And such like of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. How much plainer do you want it, people, before you're willing to listen to the Word of God? Now, 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is, this verse is giving you what all really is the fruit of the love of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. 23, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Against that there is no law. Now, 24, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. You did that actually at baptism. When you were baptized, you were being buried with him, putting on his death and his resurrection. And you putting away all of this sinful stuff. Think about it. You're told all about what happens to you. Sixth chapter of Romans. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. There we go again. It's twice here in this one chapter we've been told to walk in the Spirit. The Spirit of Almighty God. So don't tell me you can't. Because God does not tell us to do anything that we cannot do. Now, 26. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another and envying one another. You see, we're not to be envious of each other. We're not to provoke. But we are to be there for each other with that godly love and wanting to be of help for those that are hurting and that are in need. But are we? All right. We're going to be going into chapter 6 here. It's a very short chapter, and we'll be finishing up with Galatians. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness and considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Not the Mosaic law, but the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Oh boy. Praise God. 4. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. Look at your work. Are you really doing the best you know how and can? Most are not. And they're not seeking to grow. You see, we don't never want to stand still. When you are a born-again child of God, you don't want to stand still, though. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Now, always share with each other. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So we don't want to be mocking. No. And what kind of life you are living, that's what you're sowing. And that's what you're going to reap. You're living contrary to the word of God. You may be a good person, but you're still not right with, get right with him and get into his word. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Very, very plain. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. I'm letting you hear Paul now. I'm staying out of it. I'm letting you hear Paul as he is speaking by the Holy Spirit. 10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. You see, we are to help all mankind. First concern is for those that are the children of Almighty God. And that's according to his word right here. Now, there in that 10th verse. You see how large a letter I have written unto you with my own hand? As many are desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised only, lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. Now, he goes on to tell you why. That they should suffer that persecution on the cross of Christ. Those that are trying to get them to be circumcised. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that they may glory in your flesh. He's telling them why they want them circumcised. So that they can bring them back into the law. They know what they're doing when they tell them they have to be circumcised. They know that once they do that for a religious reason, that they are to keep the whole law. Try and drag them back under the law. But you know, here in 14, but God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. We that are the children of God have been crucified unto the world. And the world is crucified to us. Or should be. Think about this. 15. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. 16. And as many as walk according to the rule, peace be on them in mercy and upon the Israel of God. From henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. And we know that he did bear many marks because of his service unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And the last verse of Galatians. Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. And you know, let me be like him and say to you that may the Spirit abide with you always as you go through the life here on this earth. Always walking in the Spirit and in the Word of God. You see, if you walk in the Spirit, you walk in the Word. Because that's where he's at. And that's what he's with. The Word of Almighty God. He's the one that fills you with it. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word, we thank you for your word, Father. We thank you for the Lord Jesus and for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for this another day, Father. Keep us through this day. Keep us in health and keep us safe. And Father, keep us in your word and keep us by your word. Never let us stray. Always being on that pathway of righteousness. Never let us falter. Holy Spirit, hold us tightly. Never let us stray. Now, for those that are walking in darkness, we pray for, wherever they are in the world, may the Holy Spirit be able to reach them, to let them know they stand in need of a Savior. They stand in need of more than themselves. And that they be led, Father, to the Lord Jesus Christ and repent of their sins. Be forgiven. And start out upon that pathway, Father, of making heaven their home. And may they have the word to continue on new life with. Israel, Jerusalem, Father, we pray for peace for them. But even more so, we pray for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. In this land of ours, Father, we pray that our churches will come together and work so that we can bring our government to where it should be and put it back upon the foundation of which it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our land needs to repent, Father, and put Jesus back into every place they've taken him out of. Help us. Help us, Holy Spirit, to accomplish these things. We ask all of this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, all. I pray you have a good day. Walk with God, he'll walk with you. And God willing, we can all come back together again this evening at 6 p.m. and back into his word. So until then, be careful, be mindful, and keep the Lord God first in your life. Bye-bye now.